Sabbath, everyone.
Sabbath.
Does this work? Oh, yeah, it does work. So I'm going to bring it over this way because my voice doesn't carry. So I'm going to have it right here. So again, happy Sabbath to everyone. And for those that are visiting us this morning, we want to wish you a warm, happy Sabbath. I know it's cold outside, but you can always pray for warmth, right? So we are glad that you are here. And the title that I gave to this morning is, actually isn't a form of a question, it should be. Is it possible to have peace in the midst of a storm? Is it possible? We are going to answer that question. So, I would like us to please bow our heads as we look to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, truly again, your name is worthy to be praised. We ask now, dear Lord, that the word that I speak may not be mine, but that which comes from the throne of heaven. We ask now your blessings, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So please take your Bibles and turn with me to our scriptural reading. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 18 and then 23 to 27. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 18. Now when Jesus saw the great multitude about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And when he had entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, so much as the ship was covered with wave. But he was asleep. He was fast asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him and said, Lord, save us! We perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled and says, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obeyed him? Now, the disciples spent many days, hours with Jesus, traveling. They have seen the blind see again. They've seen those that are deaf hear again. They see the dumb speak. And so now this tempest arose on the sea. And they are what? Fearful. Do you think they should have been fearful when they've been with Jesus? When they have seen the miracles? When they have seen so many things? Should they be afraid? Look with me in Matthew 8 and verse 1 to 3. It says here, And he came down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper, worshiping him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, can thou make me clean? And Jesus put forth his hands and touched him and says, I will, be thou clean. And immediately, how fast? Immediately, the leprosy was cleansed. These men have seen these miracles. And what did he say here in 27? But the men marveled. This is not the first time they've seen miracle. Not the first time, but they marvel. And they said, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? This is truly an incredible person. But I wanted for you to go with me And we'll see the story again from a different angle. This one is in Mark chapter 4. It's the same story. There are three principles that we are going to learn when you're going through a storm that you should remember. Never forget this when you're going through a storm. So we're going to look at the story again, but from a different angle. This is Mark chapter 4. And let's start at verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he says unto them, let us pass over on the other side. And when they sent away the multitude, they took them even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him, what, everybody? Other little ships. The first principle that we should know when we are going through a storm is that we are never alone. We are never alone. This storm came up. And these were seasoned veterans. These were not just your ordinary fishermen. They have seen storms before. But this time, they could not get back to shore. But there were other ships that were around. So when you're going through a storm, no matter what type of storm, maybe it's a physical storm, maybe it's a storm of life, you're never alone. So that's the first principle you should know when you're going through a storm. Okay, we're going to continue. Verse 37. And there arose a great tempest of the wind, and the wave beat upon the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the iron part of the ship, asleep and on a pillow. Talk about a rest in the time of a storm. Peace in the midst of a storm. And his disciples says, Master, carest not thou that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and says to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he says unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Second principle that we should know when you're going through a storm is that your faith is going to be severely tried. The first principle, you're never alone. The second, your faith is going to be severely tried, because you're going to see what foundation your faith is built upon. Is it built upon a rock? And who is the rock? Jesus. Or is it built upon sand that can shift? So these are the first and second principle that we should know. Turn back with me, and you're going to see an incredible faith. Matthew chapter 8, and we're going to be reading verse 5 through 10. And I'm going to have somebody to read that for me. Anyone that wants to read can read that for me. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5 through 10. Anyone? Go ahead. Hold it right there. So, who is this person? A centurion. So he's a what? Gentile. He's not a disciple. But notice what he says. He says what? Speak the word. Right? And what? And my servant will be healed. Incredible. That's incredible. You have disciples who have been with Jesus moving about, seeing miracles happen time after time. And yet, where was their faith? And here it is, this man says, I'm a man of authority. You don't have to come. Just speak the word. There is power in the word of God. He speaks and things are created. Okay, continue.
For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes. Mm. And to the other, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, Assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
Mm.
And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm. Amen. Notice, did you notice something? Look again back at Matthew chapter 8 and verse 27. It says the men marveled, right? When they saw the miracle, when they saw what was happening. Notice what Jesus says here when he saw this man's faith. Jesus marveled. Isn't that right? He marveled and says, I have not seen such faith. No, not even in Israel. I have seen such faith. So again, my friends, I tell you, when you're going through a storm, your faith is going to be tried. You're going to go through trials to see where your faith lies. So what was the first principle that you should know when you're going through a storm? You're never alone. The second principle? Your faith is going to be severely tried. Where's your faith? Is it built upon the rock with Jesus Christ? Let's go back again to Mark. And Mark chapter 4 again. And let's finish this off. It says, so there in Matthew it says, O ye of little faith. What did Mark says?
No faith.
That means not even the faith of a mustard seed. Because this storm was not an ordinary storm. It is a great storm. And whatever little faith that the little faith that they had, this storm took it out. So they had no faith. 40. And he says unto them, why is your faith? Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and says one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Jesus Jesus has all authority. Right? Jesus has all authority. The third principle that we should know when we're going through a storm is that Jesus is right there in the storm with you. Amen? No matter how great your storm is, Jesus is right there in your storm. Now, can anyone tell me of a story that you can think of that someone was going through a storm and Jesus was right there?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Remember that story. What happened to those three Hebrew boys? But before that, remember, it says they built a statue and says, you bow down and worship. And they says no. They said, even if you kill me, I will not bow down and worship you. Was their faith tried? Was it tried severely? Were they thrown in a fiery furnace? Was there any smoke of burning on them? Why? It's because of their faith. They said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. But notice, they threw three in. And what did they see in the midst of the flames? Fourth. And they said the fourth looked like what? The Son of Man. Jesus. Right in the midst of this storm that they're going through. Think of another story. Come on. Joseph. Okay, so tell me about this story.
Being tried over and over, being sold by your brothers, being put into slavery because someone went crazy on you.
Is that a storm?
Plenty
of storm, right? Very much so. I mean, this person, I mean, he was thrown in a prison, but Jesus was there with him in his storm. Remember these three principles. You're never alone when you're going through a storm. Your faith is going to be tried severely. And that Jesus is always present in the midst of any storm you're going through. Another story. How about Daniel? Remember Daniel? You know the story of Daniel, right? He was in the lion's den, right? He was thrown in there. Was his faith tried? Was it severely tried? How bad can it be? I mean, they tell you the story. Yes, he's in this dungeon, but they didn't just okay, let's put you in the dungeon. You know, of these lions. No, they picked him up and they threw him in. That's how angry they were at this man. But what happened while he was there in the, was he ever alone?
No.
Was his faith tested?
Yes.
Was Jesus present?
Yes.
So I'm trying to show you, these are some of the things that these disciples, when the storm came up, should be in their mind, that though the storm was going on, Jesus was right there. Not only that, he was sleeping on the pillow. How peaceful is that? You're on your pillow fast asleep when there's a great storm. This story is for you and I as disciples of Jesus Christ. Trials are going to come. You're going to face a lot of trials, a lot of testing. But Jesus is always with you. Another story. Do anybody remember Joshua? Do you know the story of Joshua? Remember, do anyone know the story? No? Yeah. Well, there was a story in Joshua where he thought he was the only person that was there amidst a great army. And God opened his eyes, and what did he see?
Angels.
He saw angels all around when he was going through the storm by himself.
He thought.
But was he ever alone? Was he tested? Was Jesus there in that storm that he was going through? Jesus himself even says, I'm going to open your eyes. I'm going to take the scales away from your eyes so that you can see spiritual reality.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
He says, I'm taking the scales away from your eyes so that you can see spiritual reality. No one can see that unless God ordains it. And so this is what I'm saying to you, my brothers and my sisters. We are disciples of Jesus Christ. We are never alone when we are going through storms. No matter how bad a storm you think you're going through, Jesus has gone through. He's with you. But God rewards faithfulness when you're being faithful. In whatever circumstances you're going through, be faithful. And he'll open up the gift of life to you. You know? I will just share this little story about about me when I became a Seventh-day Adventist. Never heard of the Seventh-day Adventist before, you know. But you know, when you accept the message, you're excited. You have that jump in your step. You're excited. I am a Seventh-day Adventist. Yes. So the next, so it's time. Monday shows around, and I have to go to my work to let them know I can no longer work on the Sabbath. And I told them, I said, I cannot work on the Sabbath. I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. And so my 40-hour week, work week, was cut to 20. Then it was cut from 20 to 12. Then they knew that there was a store that was going to be closed. I did not know that. That was going to be closed within a week or two. And so when that week or two came, they closed that store and says, we don't have any work, no other way, no other place to put you now. So that was it. At that time, I was newly married, just bought our first house, have our first car, and you ask me, where was my faith at that time? I felt like this is the side. When I was reading through this, I said, wow, where is your faith? And at that time, I'm being honest with you, I was relying on my wife's faith. On her faith. I was relying on her faith because she was brought up knowing Jesus. And I saw it in her face. The love that she has for Jesus. And so with that, I says, because I'm telling you, I felt sick because thinking of all the things that can go wrong with not having a job and providing, I was in a storm, a great storm. My wife told me, you know, what you do is to put out a resume and write this letter. And she wrote the letter about the Sabbath. And I submitted to a job. It's a mailing company. And submitted it. And they called me. At that time, you don't tell anyone that you cannot work on a Saturday. When they say work, you are going to work. And they're not going to hire you knowing this stipulation that you cannot work. So they hired me. And the thing about how God is merciful, there were 20 people that were at this job. And they were giving them their place to go at these machines. And it was boiling down to myself and a couple others. And God says, you know, Ron, pick up the broom and start sweeping. Just pick up the broom and start sweeping. And you know what? I listened to that voice. Normally, I wouldn't, but I was going through a process of building my faith and my belief in Jesus Christ. I picked it up and started sweeping. And when the supervisor came out and the place was clean, he says, who did this? And everybody pointed, that guy. And when they looked at me, and then it says, to the other guys that were standing, there were six of them. He says, all six of you guys go home. And the guy that cleaned, stay. Amen. Stay and finished up. Brothers and sisters, that mailing company never looked that good when I was done. And it was just, God was just, I'm telling you, God was moving. God was moving at this point. Because my storm was real. I got sick thinking about it. But I had the faith that she had, that, you know, she says, Ron, you need to learn how to pray. You need to learn how to pray. And I says, pray. And I was angry with her for her saying that. I said, pray. And he says, yes, you need to learn how to pray. So, I pray to, pray. You know, but I'm just saying to you that, you know, we are going to go through some difficult times. But, you know, when you're faithful to God, he's going to get you through these storms. And he got me through the storm. Do you know what I do for a living to this day? Is I own a cleaning business. Started there. How long have I had this particular job? It's over 20 years. Not only that, this is an amazing thing about it. God just gives, within that 20 years, you know, you think you're going to... God has always, whenever he puts an account in my path, and I get there, then he'll take one away, and then he'll give me another one. Take one away, give me a, because you're thinking, okay, here's the month's coming in. It's coming in. But he shows you that it's not, you are not in control. I am in control. And I'm going to bless you when you need to be blessed. Right? I'm going to bless you when you need to be blessed. Right? And when you think it's going to be you, then I'm going to say, I'll slow down. And again, my faith was tested, because when I lost one of my accounts and the person came and says, well, you know, Ron, we're going to have to let you go. And I'm thinking again, oh my goodness, the bills are coming in if I lose this one. I remember driving to a brethren's house and I saw a complex, and I looked at it and I went to his place. And we talked a little bit, and then we came, and when I'm coming back, you know what God says? I'm just saying this. The Holy Spirit just moved upon me and said, go over there and talk to the person over there. And I went in, and I've done this many a times, and they just said, no, we have our own people over there. The story. This particular time, their ears were open. Next thing you know, I got that job. Then I got another job. So I got another job. I got three jobs to replace that one within that space, a short space of time. Because God knows that I was being faithful. When it comes to the Sabbath, I was saying, I am going to be right there. You know, I was right there. So my message to you this morning is, when you're going through these storms, it doesn't happen by coincidence. Nothing happened by coincidence or chance, by the way. It's divinely planned. And so when you're going through it, remember, Jesus is going to be with you. What was the three things that you should know? The first one? You're not alone. The second? Your faith is going to be severely tested. And what was the last one? You will never forget this one as long as you live. Because this is very important. No matter what you're going through, remember, Jesus is always with you. He's going to sustain you through the tough times. Many who have gone through suicides don't have that three things. Because they feel that they're alone, right? They feel that they have no more faith in anyone. And they don't have that knowledge of Jesus. So what is next? Nothing. So that's why you see many people are committing suicide. If you know Jesus, you'll never get there. Because you know you're going to go through that storm. And that's my prayer this morning. We are just so grateful for this, your holy Sabbath day. As we continue this day of worship, may your Holy Spirit just guide and move upon us, dear Lord. We ask your continual blessing upon each and every family, each and every one that is here, that you'll draw them closer to you is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.